Breitbart Business Digest, Trump's deal with Colombia shows trade wars are good and easy to win. By John Carney on January 27, 2025. Trump's tariff gambit, Colombia learns who holds the cards. President Trump's tariff threat against Colombia demonstrated the power of economic leverage wielded with precision. By announcing tariffs of 25%, escalating to a potential 50%, Trump compelled Colombian President Gustavo Petro to reverse his defiant stance and agree to accept deported migrants. The episode was not a mere diplomatic spat but a vivid illustration of America's unmatched influence when it chooses to act decisively. Trump's detractors were quick to predict dire consequences, conjuring images of sky-high flour prices before Valentine's Day and an impending coffee crisis. Instead, the Colombian government swiftly capitulated, underscoring the inherent imbalance in the U.S.-Colombia relationship and proving the effectiveness of Trump's strategy. The numbers tell the story. The U.S. is not merely Colombia's largest trading partner but its economic lifeline. In contrast, Colombia occupies a marginal place in America's broader trade picture. When the U.S. asserts itself, the outcome is rarely in doubt. Economic leverage and strategic advantage. The trade dynamic between the United States and Colombia is stark. In 2023, the U.S. imported $16.1 billion of Colombian goods, constituting 28% of Colombia's total exports and 5.6% of its GDP. In contrast, U.S. exports to Colombia, while significant at $17.7 billion, amounted to just 0.07% of America's $26.9 trillion GDP. This disparity leaves Colombia economically dependent on American demand, while a trade disruption would barely register in the U.S. economy. Colombia's key exports, oil, coffee, bananas, and flowers, are all heavily reliant on U.S. consumers. The flower industry, in particular, illustrates this dependence. Colombian growers supply 80% of the cut flour sold in the U.S., with Valentine's Day alone accounting for a significant share of annual sales. This period is as critical to Colombia's flour sector as the holiday shopping season is to U.S. retailers. The timing of Trump's tariff threat, ahead of this peak demand, magnified its impact. For Colombia, a trade war would have devastated key industries, causing widespread economic dislocation. For the U.S., the loss of Colombian trade would have been a minor inconvenience at most. Trump's swift and confident use of this asymmetry turned the tide decisively in America's favor. Petro's concession, an object lesson in realpolitik. Faced with the threat of tariffs and visa sanctions, Petro initially attempted to frame the issue as one of Colombian sovereignty. Yet it took only hours for reality to set in. The prospect of economic ruin forced his government to reverse course, agreeing to accept deportation flights on Trump's terms. This was no drawn-out negotiation or symbolic gesture. It was results-driven policymaking, executed with clarity and purpose. Trump's actions revealed the fragility of Colombia's position and the power of American economic dominance, proving that tariff threats are a formidable tool when used judiciously. This episode transcends U.S.-Colombia relations. It is a lesson to the world about the strategic use of tariffs as a tool of statecraft. Access to the American market is not an entitlement. It is a privilege contingent on respect for U.S. priorities. Nations with significant trade surpluses or deep economic reliance on the U.S. would be wise to take note. Under Trump's leadership, American interests will not be compromised for fear of confrontation. For U.S. businesses and investors, this should inspire confidence. When Trump threatens tariffs in response to foreign actions that undermine American policy, the result is likely to be a recalibration of behavior by trading partners, not an escalation into damaging trade wars. A victory for American sovereignty. Trump's handling of this standoff was about more than immigration enforcement. It was a declaration that America's sovereignty is not up for debate. The administration's efforts to restore order at the border and uphold the rule of law are reinforced by actions like these, which send a clear message to both allies and adversaries. The United States will act decisively to protect its interests. Our immigration policy will be made in the U.S. and not in the capitals of foreign nations. Within Colombia, Petro's reversal was a stark acknowledgement of his miscalculation. The dispute was one he could not win, and the rapid resolution left no doubt about the balance of power. By leveraging the U.S.'s unparalleled economic influence, Trump achieved an outcome that strengthened American sovereignty, upheld border security, showed the world that we will not be pushed around, and affirmed the nation's role as a global power. For Colombia, the alternative, a prolonged trade conflict, would have been disastrous. For the United States, it would have been inconsequential. This episode is a reminder that when America acts with clarity and conviction, its strength is not only undeniable but unassailable.